Okay. Hi, Noel.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Thank you for joining us in this conversation.
Thank you so much.
And I'm just going to get right to it. Can you introduce yourself?
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Noel Mushinzimana. I'm a young leader from Rwanda and work as a project coordinator for the Green Rising Program, which is a global initiative by UNICEF that aims to empower young people to take climate action. The Green Rising Program in Rwanda is led and coordinated by the Ministry of Youth and Arts and supported by UNICEF. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. You know, you've been doing incredible work here. We're currently, for your information, we're actually currently at the Georgia State University for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and Noel is a huge part of it. Noel has been having great conversations on project management. You know, he's bringing all of his experience to bear. So I'm just going to jump to ask you to talk more about his experiences and what you're doing here.
Thank you so much. About my experience, as I said, I work as the project coordinator, and despite that, I have a background in general nursing, which is quite different fields, project management, and also the clinical background. But I've been working around project management because it's my passion, mainly passion to create positive change in my community. So I'm part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship, a great opportunity that has helped me to gain networks beyond my country, have experience, and also enhance my knowledge around project management. As a participant in the public management field at Georgia State University under the Mandela Washington Fellowship, I've learned a lot around NGOs, social enterprises, leadership, leading change, which has been a very good experience that will guide me along the way. Thank you.
And you mentioned something about connecting with people, about creating networks. So is this something that you wanted to do before the fellowship, or is it now that you're on the fellowship that you're thinking about doing it?
Thank you so much. I think before joining the fellowship, one among the things that I had in mind was just to come here, network, and gain global networks beyond my country, either from my fellow colleagues, fellows from different countries, which is something that I'm really passionate about, because as an African continent, we really need to come together to learn from each other, because I really believe that how we find solutions, how we do things, we really need to learn from leaders from other countries, specifically good leaders from Nigeria. These people, yeah, Nigeria, South Africa, and everyone in Africa as well. So we need to think beyond the box, beyond our countries, and think about how can we bring solutions that will generally impact Africa's a continent. Thank you.
That's really good. That's really good. And you mentioned specific countries. You know, you mentioned South Africa, you mentioned Nigeria. So what interactions have you had so far in terms of connecting with people from these countries?
Thank you so much. I have had a great opportunity to meet different leaders from different countries. And one thing I really appreciate about these countries is that young people are really hardworking. They're really hardworking, mm-hmm. and they have a great spirit, innovative. And I really believe, through my understanding, that in our countries, the problems we face in our countries are the same problems that are within different countries across Africa. But the way we navigate around the problems for solution is quite different. That's why we always have an opportunity to learn from each other. And I really also trust the fact of diversity. Diversity is a very great opportunity to learn from each other. So I've had a great opportunity to meet these leaders, interact with them, learn from their experiences, learn from their approaches, be inspired by how hardworking they are, how they are innovative. Yeah.
Okay. That's very interesting, because, you know, this platform, we're actually trying to tell stories about development, especially Africa's development. And I think if we were to list the number of countries or the exact countries leading the journey to Africa's development, I think Rwanda will be number one. Because you guys are doing amazing stuff, whether it's in agriculture, whether it's in transportation, you know, there are so many innovations going on. So if we are telling the story now, from Yali, from MWF to the future, what do you think Rwanda can further bring to Africa's development?
Thank you so much. Talking about Rwanda, I'm very much happy and proud to be part, to be born and live in Rwanda. As a country, we faced a tragedy of the 1994 genocide against the Tutsi. And through good leadership, the country was able to rebuild itself. Now the country is progressing well. So I really believe that the transformation that the country went through, it's also something that other countries can learn to make things better. So we see different situations across the continent. We can talk about the current situation in Kenya and other countries. So I really believe that the first thing is peace, mm-hmm. and then good leadership, of course, is something very nice. So as Rwanda as a country, having the experience, the situation that the country went through, we really know how much important it's to have peace. So what we do, the development of the country is built around peace and also embracing our courage and values of being like kind to each other, collaborative. And beyond that, we have, as a country, built a country that is open to everyone. This is a great lesson because every time as Rwandans, we are very much passionate to learn about other countries, how they are doing things. We want to welcome everyone. I think Rwanda is among the first countries that adopted the visa-free policy for all Africans. So this is something really that Rwanda is promoting as a country, so that we can have different people coming to our country to contribute also the country's development. I can talk about investing in Rwanda as people are passionate around business. So we are one among countries that have flexible policies. Like for example, if you're coming from an African country, you don't need to partner with a Rwandan for your business to run. You can come, fully register your business and collaborate with Rwandans. So the country is adopting flexible policies, but mainly on the fact that we really respect everyone. And our president always says this, we are good, we're good partners, as long as someone wants really to partner with us and also value the values, give value the character, take into consideration the character of the country. Thank you.
Thank you. Because you mentioned very, very vital aspects to Africa's development. You talked about peace. You talked about cultural norms. You talked about values that we share as African people. And these things are very important because, you know, based off on Rwanda's experience, peace is a very significant part of things. Yeah. And is this something you guys are working to push in when you're thinking about partnerships and collaborations? Do you think of peace as an important factor in collaborating with other countries and organizations and all of that?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. As I said, Rwanda had the tragedy of the 1994 genocide against the Tutsi. And due to good leadership, the liberation of the country by the liberation war that was led by His Excellency Paul Kagame, genocide was stopped. And from then, the country started building itself. So from the tragedy that happened to our country, I think as Rwandans are the country, we have learned that peace is the foundation for everything. So from that, also the preparation of genocide, how it came, the country also learned that war or hatred cannot be the solution for things. So as what Rwanda does, the development, I've talked about the business, investing in Rwanda. We also have a big tourism brand, the Visit Rwanda, where we just want to have many people visit our country. And I think Rwanda has been ranking around the second and third among the best countries, I think, after South Africa. Mm-hmm. We've been ranking among the best countries that hosts conferences and meetings. So we're creating a platform, we're creating a country where everyone feels welcomed. And this can't happen without peace, without peace. Kigali is one among the safest cities in Africa. So we really value a lot peace, and what we do and everything we do is centered around having a country that is peaceful. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Noel.
Thank you.
So I'm going to circle back to here. What is your focus project on?
Thank you so much. My focus project is around mentorship, and I am really focusing on the category of young people who are in the category of what we call NET. NET, this is the category of young people who are not in employment, who are not in education, and who are not in training. So you can just imagine if a young person, and we know how really the youth are the leaders of today and the future for our continent. And if a person is not in employment, not in education, not in training, you can imagine how strong this problem is. These are the young people facing different mental health issues, addiction to drugs, and other different challenges. We can talk of teenage pregnancies. So my focus project, it's around a digital mentorship program called Nyobora. So Nyobora means lead me or guide me. It's in Kinyarwanda. So a lot of mentorship programs are around, and the country has strong policies around youth empowerment. But I aim to contribute to promoting mentorship specifically, connecting young people to mentors in Rwanda and across the continent and the globe as well. So my project is about digital mentorship for young Rwandans, and yeah, that's what I'm trying to work on as part of my project.
Thank you so much. So obviously this project offers a lot of opportunities for you to collaborate, and it's something you've already said, how you're looking forward to working with leaders from other countries and all of that. So I know that for this fellowship we've been told to have like a 5-year plan.
Yes.
Right? So yeah, let's say we have gotten the necessary resources for this project and then we're moving forward. What do you see between now and then the next 5 years for your project?
Thank you so much. I think about my project, something that really inspires me is that we have an exemplary leadership. And I think in one of the interviews about the events was a conference, our president, who is a role model to many of us, was once asked the question that upon retirement, once you are no longer a president, what do you feel like you want to do after? And he said that what I'm really focusing on after my term as a president is to mentor other young leaders. So this is something that really inspires me also, that we have a country that is looking up to us as young leaders, the country that is looking up to young people as the main pillars to sustain what the country has achieved. So in the next 5 years, my main aim is to have many young leaders from Rwanda conquering global opportunities across the continent, across Africa, across the world. So in the next 5 years, I also focus on part of the project also, it's around cultural exchange, because as Rwandans, we really believe and trust that part of our character is part of something that can help us excel and achieve our goals as a country. So also to become and set the tone and the pace as examples, having young leaders who are just like becoming good leaders and examples, not only to Rwandans, but also across the African continent. Thank you.
That's actually really good. And I really hope to see where it goes, because your project is an amazing one. You know, if we're able to give the right people the right skills and also push to the point that they believe in themselves, it's going to change the whole narrative for Africa itself. Because, I mean, we discussed it in class the other day, how Africa still has the youngest labor population.
Yes.
So imagine if we're able to take on these skills that you're going to be teaching these people from Rwanda, and you're going to be visiting different countries. I see you. I see you doing that.
Yeah.
I actually see you doing that. So thank you so much for sharing, Noel. Yeah. I just wanted to know if there's anything else you'd like to share with us.
Oh, thank you so much. This is really inspiring. I think it's a really great experience. And we have had a great experience. This has been, I truly believe that this is a life-changing opportunity. And as I have said, my main target and focus was to network and have networks beyond my country. And I'm very happy for this discussion. And as you said, what I can also ask you is around, it's a bit funny, but you need to ask me as a young leader coming from a giant country like Nigeria, how do you feel? How do you feel, and how do you like envision yourself as a leader? What's your vision? What's your focus? Thank you.
Wow, that's a very good question. This is my interview, but okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and answer. I think one thing that has really stuck out to me throughout this fellowship is the concept of servant leadership. So I think more than ever now, as Africans, we need to take on that concept. We need to imbibe it. We need to practice it. We need to drink and eat it, you know, because we are Christians, we are Muslims, we are people who worship God, or people who believe in an almighty entity. And we still all believe that you can't lead until you follow. You know, so I think how I see myself as a leader is, in 5 years, is someone who now totally understands and practices servant leadership in everything that I do. Consideration for others, seeing how my actions might affect other people, seeing how I become more reflective of things I do, decisions that I make, and possibly being the best leader I can be. Because we can't say we want Africa's leadership without being people who can be true leaders to Africa. I think this fellowship is not by coincidence. This fellowship is an opportunity to reflect, you know, to go back and think about how we can do things better. Because we can't keep complaining about a system that we can't change. You know, so to start to change things, we have to look inward to act outward. So I think being a good servant leader, first of all, and maybe, I don't know, is it too ambitious to say I'll be president in the next 5 years?
That's really inspiring.
Maybe the president of an association. The president of my village. But I feel like there's presidency somewhere in the future. You know, you mentioned a conference, so maybe I'll be president of the committee that will be organizing the conference.
That's really interesting. And I think about the, like, I can talk about the Youth Connect Africa Summit.
Yes, please do.
It's an initiative by the government of Rwanda, and where this summit brings together young leaders from different countries. So the summit last year was hosted in Rwanda, where we had around 700 young leaders across Africa coming to Rwanda to have different discussions around the progress of the development of our countries, youth engagement in the development of our countries. And this year it will be in Madagascar in November. So this is also another great opportunity to leverage our potential as young leaders in the continent. And something also, I think, in the preferential orientation, I think someone, a leader called Angie Iriza, working at the Embassy of Kigali, shared us with a very nice and interesting statistics, I think, which is also something that really inspires me. She shared an experience statistics about how the Mandela Washington Fellowship is a very competitive opportunity. The admission rate for the fellowship is 0.1. It's below 1%.
Wow.
It's below 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So when we compare to global universities, when we talk of like global universities, of course, in our mind, the first comes Harvard. The Harvard admission rate at Harvard is 3%. So as you understand, the Mandela Washington Fellowship is more tough, is more tough than being admitted to Harvard. So this is something also that really stuck in my mind.
And you know, that's I think, you know, it's, I think it ties into everything I was saying about how we are servant leaders now, because they are showing us that we are not here by chance. You know, we were handpicked for different things, and we have to be the best leaders that we could possibly be. So Noel, thank you so much. And Noel mentioned that there's the Youth Connect conference happening in Madagascar. We actually have a fellow from Madagascar here at the Mandela Washington Fellowship in Atlanta, and very soon we'll be having a conversation with her about how things are going. Maybe Noel will join the conversation, maybe he won't. Noel is a busy man.
I would be happy to join the conversation.
Okay, Noel is a busy man, but I'm sure he would be happy to join. So if you want to connect to Noel, Noel, do you want to share any of your contact information on LinkedIn?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the discussion. And what I can really say is to thank you for this. And the part of the experience that we have had networks with professors here in the US, people living here in the US. And part of the opportunity and the experience, the first golden, I call it golden opportunity, is to meet young leaders in different countries who will be the source of motivation. And from that I have learned things around having an accountability partner. You might have a fellow who is from Nigeria. Why is Nigeria keep coming? Yeah, so it's like your accountability partner. You just like update each other, inspire each other, and also widen your view to like go beyond your country and grab global opportunities. So thank you so much. And my contact information are very much active on LinkedIn and Twitter. Those two, I'm very active on that. And my, I use my name, Noel Mushinzimana.
Okay, please spell your last name so it's easy to find you.
Okay. My last name is Mushimana.
Thank you so much, Noel. So please be sure to connect to Noel, and also be sure to connect with us across our different social media platforms. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.